Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I'm a very strong supporter of Israel. I make no bones about it. I said years ago I was a Zionist. All a Zionist means is that there needs to be an Israel.
President Joe Biden says all-out war is possible in the Middle East as conflict between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah escalates. But in remarks to the UN Tuesday, he said getting a ceasefire in Lebanon could also curb the fighting between Israel and Hamas. The war in Gaza is approaching its one-year anniversary. The House on Wednesday voted to avoid a government shutdown by approving a three-month stopgap funding bill. Right-wing Texas Congressman Chip Roy was one of more than 80 Republicans voting no, saying Congress uses the calendar to dodge tough spending choices.
2 years ago in 2022, a $1.7 trillion omnibus bill was passed when? December 23rd. That is not an accident. It's by design. It's on purpose.
The Senate passed the continuing resolution, delivering it to Biden's desk ahead of the September 30th deadline. The Republican Secretary of State and Attorney General are joining those opposed to a recent Georgia Election Board ruling. The rule, now being challenged in court, requires hand-counting ballots after the machine tally. David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation and Research says it's a bad idea because even under the best circumstances, human beings are not good at counting pieces of paper.
It's likely that those errors or perceptions of errors, which will be easily reconciled under pre-existing policies that Georgia had enacted, that those will fuel disinformation spread by the losing candidate.
Vice President Kamala Harris spoke in the former Rust Belt city of Pittsburgh on Wednesday. She says she wants tax credits for companies who add good union jobs in steel, iron, and manufacturing.
No one who grows up in America's greatest industrial or agricultural centers should be abandoned.
Harris said she wants education to shift from focusing on degrees towards more skill training, something she hopes gains traction with the private sector. Singer and rising pop star Chappell Roan took to TikTok to say she'll vote for Harris, but with deep reservations. Roan says she can't vote for former President Donald Trump, but is hardly happy with the Democrat.
Because there is no way I can stand behind some of the left's completely transphobic and completely genocidal views.
The nonprofit Haitian Bridge Alliance in Springfield, Ohio, has filed citizen criminal charges against Trump and his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. The group's Gerlin Joseph says they hold the candidates responsible for the chaos and threats to the community over the conspiracy theory that legal migrants are eating people's pets.
The disrespect that they continue to bring is just unacceptable.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.